In Silicon Valley, Google is shaking things up at its new subsidiary, Motorola Mobility. It announced yesterday it would lay off 4,000 workers. That's 20% of Motorola's global workforce. And as NPR's Steve Henn reports, Google is creating a small division led by a technology star, hoping to spur innovation at the company that invented the cell phone.
Layoffs at any company are rough, but Charles Galvin at Forrester Research says it's likely employees at Motorola prefer what's going on there to what's happening at some of their competitors right now.
Google is investing in hardware design and innovation.
But companies like Nokia and RIM, the maker of BlackBerry, are fighting for survival. In contrast, Google makes the world's most popular smartphone operating system, Google Android. And even though its new subsidiary, Motorola Mobility, lost $250 million last quarter, Google is still immensely profitable. The challenge for Google as it absorbs Motorola will be to convince companies that make Android phones, like Samsung and HTC, that Google is still going to treat them fairly when it comes to handing out new versions of Android.
I think Samsung is concerned about it.
Galvin says Google has gone out of its way to reassure phone makers it works with, like Samsung, that
whoever can deliver the best devices will win in the marketplace, not whoever has the best relationship with Google.
The message to phone makers has been Google won't tip the scales in favor of Motorola using its software, even though Google now owns Motorola. But if Motorola can't get a leg up on the competition through software, it will have to compete in other ways. And that, say Google insiders, is where Regina Dugan comes in. Dugan was the first woman to lead DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. At DARPA, Dugan won praise from academics, scientists, and military brass. She left DARPA this spring and is now heading up a small group within Motorola called Advanced Technology and Projects. At DARPA, Dugan was known for pushing her employees, asking them what they would do if they couldn't fail. Here she's speaking at a recent TED conference.
If you really ask yourself this question, you can't help but feel uncomfortable. Because when you ask it, you begin to understand how the fear of failure constrains you.
At DARPA, Dugan backed research into advanced domestic manufacturing techniques, and she challenged scientists to build lithium-ion batteries smaller than grains of sand. And these projects might just provide a hint of just where she wants to take Motorola Mobility in the future. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org.
This is NPR News.